even once again, all of them giving special to our young people who are gathered here for this occasion's Mass. things could not also limit some things. You yourself, don't you see? We are just too young to get involved in the church. Can't we sometimes say that when we're young? I'm too young to stand. I want to be free. I want to have fun. I'm too young for the church. I said, dear young people, the church wants to take away your freedom. I said, we wanted to take away your freedom. Whereas in fact, your real joy, your real freedom, is always in Jesus. His loss, his hope, his challenge, even when you are young. So we cannot say to none of us, we are too young. We can't say to you, you cannot say to us. Why? Because the Lord was wanting to say even more, doesn't he? Says to Jeremiah, don't say you're too young, because do you see those words that are in your head? Those words that are in your heart, those words on your lips that you want to say. The Lord said, they're my words. The Lord says to the church today, it is my words that are in the hearts and the minds and the lips of the young people. The young people are thinking of my words, what they're feeling are my words, what they want to see. The Lord's words speaking to me from you. I need your idealism. The church needs your idealism. It says it shouldn't be like this. The church needs your activism. To say, let's just do it. The church needs your love for creation in life. The church needs your voice of justice and peace. The church needs your joy of friendship. The church needs your criticism. Don't give us mediocrity. Don't give us hypocrisy. Give us authenticity. Give your own people God's words. So we can hear the Lord speaking to us through you, the young people, and listen and learn and be made new. But not only the fish of God and the church raising need you, you need the church. It needs church to hear the voice of the Lord call you by name. You hear the voice of the Lord saying, I need you to make a better world. You hear the voice of the Lord.